The Gemara Masechta Chagiga, Daf Hey Amud Beis, quotes the pasuk in Amos that says, "Kine yotza harim uvroyre ruach." Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the one that creates mountains and created the wind. Umagid leidam adam asichay. He tells a person what his speech is. It says the Gemara, "Afila sich yaseira," even extra conversation, shebein ish leish, between a husband and a wife, magidin. The Adam B'Shas Adin will be repeated to the person when he leaves the world and who has to give a din v'cheshbon. Says the Sefer Shabbos Rabbim, what do Chazal mean to teach us with this drasha? So he explains that people have a perspective to situations in life and people make decisions and make determinations what's stronger and what's weaker. And they think that something that we see in front of our eyes, tall and strong, is more significant than something that really doesn't have much tangibility. But he says, if we look at the world, it's really not like that. And he says, that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us. Yotzeh harim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates these tremendous, large, tall mountains. And when we look at such a mountain, it looks to us as the epitome of strength, the epitome of enormous, the epitome of something so imposing. And then we look at Ruach, we look at a little wind, we look at a little air, and we look at that as, of course, something not that significant. Yet we know that there a wind could come and uproot the biggest and strongest mountains. So what we think is unimportant is really what is stronger. And what we think is stronger is really weaker. And that's our attitude to, that is what is supposed to be an attitude to speech. We look at speech and we say, what are words? What are speech? It's just the movement of our lips. It's just some words that are formed from the air in our body. But the truth of the matter is that the words that we use are extremely powerful. And not only are they powerful in what they could do positive and unfortunately what they could do negative, but it's the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. What makes the human being special and greater than anything else that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world is, as the Targum says in Parshas Bereishis, "V'hi Adam l'nefesh chaya l'ruach memalala." The ability that we have, the ability to speak, is what makes us stronger and greater than anything else. But then he takes this one step further. He says there was once a king who had a confidant. And he gave that confidant a gold sword. And the confidant, this friend of the king, got intoxicated and took that gold sword and murdered the king's son with that sword. The king, seeing this, could not understand, and the anger that the king experienced was incredible. And that, he says, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the power of speech, and we're supposed to use that power in the most positive way. And if somebody, and he says, that's why the power of speech comes from our mouths. Our mouth is the gate of our body, to show that speech is what's the most important element in our life. And a person could use speech to accomplish incredibly powerful, positive things. And a person could use speech for the other way. Just like he says, when you have a door to a home, the door could be through which wonderful things are brought into the home. And the door could be the place through which thieves could enter and terrible things could enter your home. And that's why the pasuk says, Shoyma piv, somebody who has the ability to recognize the what your mouth and what your speech could accomplish. Shaima Mitzaris Nafshai. He is the person that will be protected because he will know how to use his speech properly. And that's why the Gemara says many times regarding tzaddikim, v'tigza oima v'yachalach. Somebody who uses his speech properly, a tzaddik who's careful in what he says and how he says it, with his speech, v'tigza oima v'yachalach, he has the ability to make decrees, even if they're contrary, so to speak, to what Hashem has decided, and they will be followed. Because based on what we're learning, if the king, the Melech Malchem Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sees that this incredible gift that he gave us, the power of speech, we are utilizing properly, so the king says this was the right thing to do, to give this person this gift. And I'm going to let him keep that gift, and I'm going to let him have more opportunity to use his gift. And that's why if the person uses that gift of speech properly, he is able to make decrees and give brachas that are fulfilled. His tefillas that he says with his mouth are tefillas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to. And of course, that is the lesson of this week's parasha, Parashas Matos, where the Torah speaks about a person who makes a neder, lo yachal dvaroi, he shouldn't profane his mouth, kechola, his words, kechola yotzei mipiv yaseh. But the Torah begins this week's parasha with the words, V'yadaber Moshe Rosh HaMatos of Bnei Yisrael Lema, Zeh HaDovah Shetziva Hashem. And Rashi points out that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was different than the nevuah, than the prophecy that was said by all other Nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zeh HaDovah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see with absolute clarity, Zeh HaDovah, and say over with clarity what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. The other Nevi'im could only say Koy Amar Hashem, sort of an approximation, but not that exact Zeh HaDovah. And the lesson is, because Shechina Medaberes Metoch Groinoi, Moshe Rabbeinu Kaviyochol was an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Sefer Beis Halachmi asks the question, this is not the only place in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu uses the words Zeh HaDovah. Yet we don't find in other places that Rashi makes this commentary that here the Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to say Zeh HaDovah, which other Nevi'im didn't. Why over here is the place that Rashi feels the need to teach us this lesson? Because, says the Beis Halachmi, this pasuk, this parasha that we're learning now, the parasha of Nedarim, as we said, has the ability, is the parasha that teaches us the power of speech. Nowhere is the lesson of the power of speech more evident from Moshe Rabbeinu. For as we just said, Moshe Rabbeinu, through his speech, was Zeh HaDovah. He was an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see that a person has the ability to reach the madrega of speaking Zeh HaDovah, that his mouth should be like the mouth Kaviyochol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person has that ability, we understand why Nedarim, why the parasha of Nedarim becomes such a special parasha. Because this is the parasha that teaches us the power of speech. And therefore, this is the place where Rashi says, I need to teach you the lesson of Zeh HaDovah. I need to tell Klal Yisrael, look at Moshe Rabbeinu. When he speaks, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking. And that's the way our attitude should be to whatever we say, and how careful we should be in what we say and how we say it. That is the Shoyma Pivil Shoynai. Somebody who's careful in how and what he says, Shoyma Mitzaris Nafshoy, saves himself from all types of trials and tribulations, and on the contrary, is the vehicle, the mouth that speaks the way it's supposed to speak, is the mouth that's able to bring bracha to Klal Yisrael.